Heidi, hippity, hoppity, blue, dabbity, dabadoo. Welcome to You Hate to See It. How about you?
One, I hated that. Two, we didn't discuss a topic.
We're better at improvising.
Are we? What do you want to talk? We can talk about funny ways to go.
We can talk about the war in the Middle East.
No, we can't. Because knowing our luck, by the time this releases, we'll be full-blown in World War III. One of us will be drafted.
One of us has gotten drafted.
Sadly, I think I'm the only one that they could take.
You got brain trauma, you're fine.
They will definitely make me cover that up.
Do you have pasta? What is that?
It's leftovers.
Yeah.
It's just chicken strips that I cover in orange sauce from Panda.
Okay.
What's that?
Ham.
So what are we talking about?
The war in the Middle East. What are your guys' opinion on Israel?
Months after it ends.
No. What I said, because he brought that up, was like, oh yes, when this releases in 3 to 4 months, when one of us has been drafted to the war, World War III. What do you guys think you'd get assigned if you got put into the military? You're a cook.
I don't want to be a cook.
But you always talk about how good of a cook you are.
Yeah, but like that's like fucking powdered eggs and fucking fake meat.
Yeah, but you could throw cinnamon.
Absolutely not. I'm too big to be a tanker.
Could you be the tank?
I don't know. I'll be the dude on top of a fucking MRAP sticking his head off the top that gets canoed by a sniper.
Well, what branch do you think you'd end up in? I feel like you're an Air Force guy.
I'd be sent to Army because I don't like water.
You would. You feel
and
like
I can't fly.
I hate to tell you, but I feel like you are the definition of an infantryman.
Yeah. I'm Coast Guard.
Fun fact, Coast Guard does not have infantry.
And they deal with the air and water mostly.
I don't know. Part of me wants to say I'd probably be a tanker, because for some reason they put large men in tanks.
Like, I don't believe that.
They do. Joe Kasabian, the Lions Led by Donkey guy, he's like 6'6", and he was a tanker. Like a tank driver.
Yeah, he was like a tank crewman.
Yeah. I don't know. Fucking, I'd want to go into the Marines, but I'd probably
Nick,
come back.
It's not what you
wrong.
Want. What? Where would they put you?
Where would they put me? They would put me in the Space Force. They would put me in the Space Force. Have you seen Space Force uniforms? Like dress uniforms?
No.
Oh, dude, those things are a work of art. Holy shit!
Did you see they put out a second season of Space Force?
I'm still trying to finish the first season.
Dude, that show was so good.
I know.
I loved that show with Steve Carell.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it's on my...
Also, Nick, Invincible.
I saw it! Episode 1.
Yep.
Look at the lapel. Look at the Star Trek ass lapels.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I mean, mine's pretty straightforward and obvious. I'd be a Marine. I'm fucking stupid enough. And probably an infantryman.
And you already like the taste of crayons.
Yeah, something like that.
I grew up wanting to be a Marine sniper.
Yeah, everyone wants to.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I don't think Adam ever had that thought.
No. Never a dream of mine to go to war.
Adam wanted to just be good.
I have the
he
personality
wanted to he wanted to live.
Call
in goon
pussy.
No, we should start a crusade,
dude. I've been saying that for like months.
You gotta be Catholic in order to do it.
I don't give a fuck. I literally have said I'll become Catholic if I could join a crusade, but only if that crusade involves big swords.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I saw someone was asking about the war, and like it was like, what is the Catholic stance on the war in Israel? And it was just like, we answered that question in the 1400s and people got angry.
I watched Conspiracy recently. Ooh. That was pretty good.
What's I don't know what that is.
It's a movie that was made in 2001 about the meeting that the Nazis had to determine what they were going to do to get rid of the Jews. Oh. And in real life, it took less than 2 hours. And somehow they made the movie based off the only transcript that was ever found of it that got made it through, because they were supposed to destroy all of them, but some dum-dum decided not to destroy his, because that always seems to happen. But yeah, like the movie, like it's just them like arguing like whose Jews get to be murdered first was mostly the biggest argument. And then they were like,
I love how this is still somehow topical.
And then they went,
I feel like
to wrap up the entire meeting, they went, well, we made gas chambers and it is extremely successful. And the only question anyone seemed to have was, what do they look like when they come out? And the guy was like, they come out pink. And he was like, awesome. And that was like the extent of their conversation about it.
I rewatched Valkyrie. It's a very good movie. Tom Cruise at his most Tom Cruisiest.
I really think that you just want to fuck Tom Cruise at this point.
I would fuck Tom
Cruise. I'd fuck Tom Cruise, probably. I don't know how I'd feel about the whole Scientology, that's what it is. Scientology diatonics thing, but diuretics? No.
Not a diuretic. That's
pooping. That's pooping and peeing. What is
Hey, if you're marrying Tom Cruise,
I don't care what religion he is, I don't have to work for the rest of my life. Thank you very much.
That is true. That is true.
You will have to go into Scientology, though.
Yeah. That's fine.
It probably won't be.
Will not.
The way my life's going to be, I'm fine with that.
Okay. All right.
Married to Tom Cruise.
Taking nice. Dick.
Glug glug, motherfucker.
That's a good glug glug.
Slop slop.
Slippity sloppity, get off my property.
Adam wanted to talk about how we could kill ourselves funny.
Yep.
Enlist in the Marines.
Yeah. Does that count as killing
yourself? Probably.
Sign a contract, sign a 7-year contract with Blackwater. It's a mercenary company that did very bad things for reasons that have a lot to do with they were paid. No,
yeah,
no, but yes. Had a lot to do with they were being paid. So, yeah,
that worked.
That they do. The owner of
It sounds like they're helping other people find work too.
The owner and founder of Blackwater, Eric Prince, is the brother of Betsy DeVos, the former education secretary.
Oh,
yeah.
We educate with bullets.
It's really I don't think they have a lot to do with each other, but like that's a wild thing.
It's like General Electric. You know, yeah. General Electric that makes your washing machines and stuff?
Yeah.
They also make the machine gun that's on the A-10 Warthog. Because they're really good at making things spin fast.
That's true. I'm still watching Overlord.
I think I'm only on, like, episode 12. Maybe. Oh, I don't even think I'm that far.
I'm on, like, episode 6 or 8 now.
Has he gone back out into the actual game world now? Like, to the village?
Yeah, he just dealt with the Necromancer.
Where the Necromancer thought he was super badass and then realized that he was way underleveled compared to this guy.
It's pretty great. Pretty great. I do kind of love that entire dynamic. Big fan of Overlord.
What's it even about?
It's an anime.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get into some anime.
I have Crunchyroll. I'll put it on the
thing. Adam, I highly recommend you and Morgan watch Spy Times Family. Okay. Shannon and I love it. It is a fucking phenomenal on every single Lane. It is so great. She will love it. You will. It is great.
He's
gonna hate it now that I said that though. No. So,
I really want to watch or finish Kill la Kill. I started it when I was.
Saw that one.
I haven't.
I started it. That's the first anime I ever watched. I got about halfway through it when I was like 14, and never finished it. And so that would be my first watch. Then there's two shows, one Justin showed me, and one Mike showed me, that I would watch episodes periodically. So I like had no idea what was happening, but there was one on Hulu, like My Hero Academia. I don't think it was
good
that.
Good luck. There are like fucking 12 seasons of that fucking show.
No, I don't think it was that then. It was more like Harry Potter, not My Hero.
Oh, I have no fucking clue.
It's on my Hulu watch later list, but I can't.
Well, like Assassination Classroom, maybe?
No. Not at all.
It was like a young kid had a grandfather and he went to a magic school.
Sad thing, a lot of anime plots are the same.
Yeah.
Went to a magic school.
And they were talking about like sorcerers and stuff. Like, and it was like not old timey, but like not new timey either.
Like, if you like stuff like that, no. If you like stuff like that, Black Clover is my favorite. And that's basically like everyone has magic, and it's them learning how to.
There's two more that I want. There's Nico would show us it in college. It was like this ghost school, like a school that was haunted by a bunch of ghosts, and there was one girl who was like ghost whispering them.
Oh, I have no idea.
And she had like a little brother who in the English dub is weirdly sexually attracted to his sister, which he was not.
That also seems to be a big plot in anime that really throws me off.
And then the last one is Mike would show me this one anime that was everyone, like, if you were cool, you rollerbladed, and it was like
I have no idea.
It was like an inner city thing, and there was like gangs that like rollerblading gangs, and the cops were on rollerblades, but not like everyone was on rollerblades. Like it was. I don't know,
but it sounds not up my alley at all.
But there were gangs that would.
I'm not a big slice of life person.
I'm not either.
Gang fights and stuff, and I don't know.
Slice of life anime is kind of weird to me. I don't fully understand it.
I'd have to ask Mike what it was, but I also text Mike when I was telling everyone that my. I had a child, and I sent him the picture of my child, and he's still never opened it.
Nice.
My favorite thing about Spy Times Family is that it is literally Japanese government propaganda. Yeah. That's wild.
I don't know if this is still good or not, so we'll find out.
It received funding from the Japanese government from an initiative by Shinzo Abe, the former prime minister of Japan, who was assassinated by the dude who made the homemade shotgun in Japan that was like a fucking tissue box and a like a brick of wood. So his entire thing was like Japan's birth rate's dropping. So what if we made animes that like made kind of like sparked that like baby fever light in young people who didn't want to have babies and are like, oh my God, these children are adorable. I want baby. And then they make babies. Let me tell you, it's working on Shannon. So Shannon want baby. So I think you and Morgan would like that.
Morgan has baby. We don't.
I know, but you'd still. I think you guys would still like Spy Times Family.
I'm into like the dark fantasy stuff.
I don't know. I'm looking for something to scratch my Claymore itch. Ever since Claymore,
Berserk, literally the male version.
I know.
Berserk, that sounds Chainsaw like a lot. Man's good. Berserk's not. It's like two seasons.
No.
And three movies that. Are kind of prequel, but not.
Okay. Noted.
All the movies are on Netflix, and then obviously the anime is on.
I started Night Agent.
Good show. I love that show.
Really liked it. I haven't finished it, but we still really like it.
Awesome.
Yep. How are your guys' bookie times going? You guys still reading the English language?
I don't like this guy.
What's happening? Morgan doesn't read.
He hit like three. What's that have to do
talking about bookie times.
For you.
Oh. I don't know why I brought Morgan into this.
I'm trying to figure that one out too, man. Huh. I love how you're grasping onto your mic stand for dear fucking life.
Basically, grasp it.
This fucking guy.
I don't know why I never thought about doing this. This is very comfortable.
I haven't listened to anything because I'm trying to catch up on YouTube, which a week ago I had 87 videos in my watch later.
I don't watch YouTube anymore. Like, I don't.
I don't either.
I just have thing like because I like for content. Like I like movie making. I like people discussing the Marvel shows and stuff like that. So I watch all of these.
I'm very far behind on podcasts, but I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks lately.
I have like my phases, and mm-hmm. I'll do like all YouTube, and then
I feel so like if I'm like scrolling or like playing like a game on my phone or doing whatever. I feel more comfortable listening to a podcast while doing that than I am with an audiobook because I paid for the audiobook. Yeah. So like I want 100% nice. Of the audiobook.
That's not where I thought it was going to be because, like, I want to pay more attention to the book, but you took that extra level of I'm cheap. Not that he purchased the audiobook and could listen to it as many times as he wants. Also, I bet you he didn't purchase the audiobook. I bet you he used his credit.
Yeah, I purchased it.
Well, yeah, because you're paying $15 yeah. for that credit.
So, like, I feel more comfortable. It's like cheating. I feel more comfortable cheating on a podcast.
Than on oh, audiobook. Okay.
Not where
that's where he understands.
I was like, what? Why is Nick defending cheating now?
Yeah.
I thought he was Catholic.
Yeah, still am. Shockingly, that doesn't change that often.
That often it does, though.
not often, but it has. Why does my tongue taste like fruit?
Adam is high as shit right now.
It was the last edible, so it really had to go out with a bang. I already have a child. Don't look at me like that.
Okay. All right. Oh. I hate it here.
All right.
Yeah, I think I'll just split part of that first episode onto this one. We can end this one. This one sucks.
We'll talk about it.
Oh, no.
He is so...
I didn't do the intro.
He is that. So... Don't worry, I did it. It was pretty great.
I know. So
let me tell you, our intro, pretty awesome.
Everyone's wanting us to end, and
I don't know why he flips me off.
I just don't know what to talk about because, like, this is a thing.
This is a lot right here.
And you went randomly down, like, you switched from anime to movies to books within one conversation with yourself.
That's you asked probably us, why I'm having a hard time following.
Yeah, he asked us and then proceeded to answer only his questions. And didn't, like, give anyone else.
No, please continue.
What, yourself? Also, I can't really, like, talk about what I've watched because, like, mine's topical to the fact that we just got out of October. And this is releasing in the next year. And all I did was watch horror movies. And let me tell you, they're pretty fucking bad right now.
They're pretty great.
Not what I said. Not what I said at all. I'm
just doing what Adam's doing.
It's kind of scary. It's like mean. He's just bouncing.
We should everywhere. Do a whole bit next episode.
Okay.
We should interview Adam. There's
a little sexual tension on that.
I think we need to do like the speed rounds of Family Feud on you.
All right, let's. We can do that. Figure it out.
I don't know what that means.
Go to You Hate to See It on that.
Have you seen Family Feud? Ever?
Like once. I've seen the videos.
So you know the ending round where like they just okay.
He will once it happens.
I thought, is it the one where it's two people?
Yes.
There's a lot of times there's ones with two people in Family Feud, though.
Yeah, okay. Because the beginning of every round is just two
I people. Like Wheel of Fortune.
I don't think Adam's going to be very good at Hangman right now.
We could talk about Survivor that happened yo, 4 months ago.
Yo, that was wild. I literally, the whole episode, Morgan and I were sitting there like, for Nick to text you, this episode sucks. Like, for Nick to text you, like, what the fuck happens? And then all of a sudden it happened, and Morgan's like, I can guarantee you Nick text you while this part is happening because he's too busy texting you.
It was fucking wild. Never seen a shot in the dark work like that.
Yeah. He's the first person in history to have every vote.
Is it really? Is he really?
Against him and not go home.
Oh, wow. That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Next week's going to be spicy.
It was like wild of like, because everyone was like, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, man.
I literally forgot everything I was saying. I know what it was about. I just can't remember the words.
This is Survivor Season 45, and because 46 is probably coming out right now.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win 45?
I don't fucking care. I hate this season.
Oh.
There's a lot of wild, shocking things that... Here's the thing, Nick. The last 5 minutes of every episode has been great, but the first 40 minutes have not been great.
Who's your favorite?
I've liked the guy that just did the shot in the dark, mm-hmm. and that really annoying girl who's clearly autistic and has found her way to deal with people in society. It's really...
That's shitty. That was fucking wild that this chick learned how to be a human being. During Survivor.
So this girl, she's very smart, clearly autistic, and...
Every interaction she's had with another human being has left that human being upset.
Yeah, like, the wildest conversations and everything, and she pissed everyone off, found out about it, and was...
Like, oh, I didn't know this is how I made people
and
feel.
And then went into, yeah, and like... was discovering that people view her as insane now, finally, and she's, like, 28, and...
She's, like, in stocks or some shit.
Yeah, and she's realized, and through talking to people, she's like, I speak like a robot, and I talk to people analytically like a robot, and I have to learn how to, like, be a human, basically. And she was like... Literally, over the course of the first 4 episodes of this show, she discovered her flaws, discovered herself, and have made changes that we are seeing a human like make in real fucking time. And over
like watching an AI
autism.
Learn to be a human yeah. being. Do you like how two people have literally quit the season?
Yeah. Well, and my favorite part was the one guy, you're like, because I just want to be with my husband. And then I went and saw Kelly Wentworth, who's been throwing shade on TikTok. Do you know Kelly Wentworth?
I have no idea who the fuck you're talking about.
She was she's like one of the most famous contestants of Survivor.
I literally got into Survivor last year.
Oh, okay.
Last year was the first
season. You haven't
gone
back and watched old stuff?
No, I will never.
Okay. Well, Kelly Wentworth is huge, and she's on TikTok, and she was talking about, like, what the fuck is that guy talking about? they know this. When they get voted off, they go into a secluded hotel and aren't allowed to speak to people and still don't have their phones. It's basically the same thing that's happening on the show, except no games, and you can be clean and eat. Like, she's like, you're cut off from the world. Like,
he's still just there.
So he's there still, just comfortable. Like, that's it. So he quit to be like, I need to see my husband and I miss him and all this. He ain't fucking talking to his husband still. They don't, not until everyone goes home does anyone fucking...
Even if you're not a part of the jury?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
You're cut off. Because they can't, you can't know that who's been voted off.
Yeah.
Like, obviously they can't stop them once they get home, but, like, to know that, oh, this person's been photographed walking around L.A. after they've been voted off a survivor, like,
that's fucking ridiculous.
So they're still sitting there. Like, wow. Fucking. Well, it's so honorable, and she's like, and literally you're told this before you go out there. So, like, every single person there who is like, wow, okay, they know what's happening. Makes it so, like, rewatch it, you're like, what the fuck?
What are you saying?
I'll tell you that.
Welcome to Survivor Season 45, which no one gives a shit.
Also, at some point, we ended an episode and started a new one, I think. Okay. I was like, because now I'm on my come down, so episode 3 is much better.
Dude, fucking, let me tell you about my come down.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Go to our website, youcansee.net, and join our Patreon. And you can see this. You can see me going through all 12 stages of grief high.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little drunk right now, so I get to sober up next episode. That's fine.
Busan.
Busan.
Shut the fuck up.